And we have to make our metal down here. Mm-hmm. Moody grass, these people put out a lot of moody grass now. And in the summertime, well, they cut and bale it and feed it the wintertime. Johnson grass, hay grazer, and alfalfa. Now, they plant all that themselves in this country. But them prayer meadows, you don't never have to sow them. They just, they come back out every year. Yeah. But the rest of them, well, you have to, well, the moody grass, you don't have to sow them every year either. But the rest of it, well, you have to plant them every year. Oh, no, you don't. You don't have to plant alfalfa. But anyway, you have to plant it to make the meadows. But that prayer grass, it makes its own meadow.
What about, suppose you had some land that had water standing on it.
Another water grass? It grew water grass.
Uh-huh. What would you call an area that maybe has trees growing in it, but it's kind of wet? It'd be a good place to go hunting in.
Post oak. Call it post oak land.
What's that?
That's the land that won't grow nothing but trees.
Uh-huh.
They call it a post oak land.
Why do they call it that?
It won't grow no vegetable or nothing. It burns up before it get made. They call that a post oak land.
Where you go hunting around here, any?
No, I used to. I used to hunt a whole lot.
Where would you hunt?
I'd hunt out in the bottom, sometime in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Well, what about a wet area?
Wet?
Yes. It's got water standing in it a lot of the time.
Oh, you mean a flat? A low swamp?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lake?
Uh-huh. What about a sort of a swamp area that's got salt water in it?
Salt water?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a special name for that?
No. We don't have the salt water here. We don't have any salt water.
Say if you had some land that's a little swampy and you wanted to get the water off, you say you wanted to...
Ditch it off? Mm-hmm. Run a ditch through it?
So you dig
a pool?
Well, to get the water off, you dig a
trench to the lake, uh-huh. to the river. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the water would
drain off.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a ditch or a canal or a trench?
Well, it's all about the same. A ditch is deeper than a trench.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small trench, or you can dig a deep ditch.
How deep is a ditch?
I run a maintainer ditching this year, and I run them about 2 feet deep.
What's a maintainer?
It's a grader. Take a road grader. Uh-huh. That's what you put your ditch across the field, drain the low places. Well, you ditch them just depend on the shape of your land.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got ridges in it, well, you have to dig it deeper going across the ridge than you do a low place.
Mm-hmm.
You let your blade down on the ridge and raise it up in the low place. And carry it on to the deep ditch where it drains it out.
What about safe?
I run them all over them bottom this last spring.
This guy owns that kind of big machinery?
No, he owns it. It's another fellow up here by name Leo.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that owns the grader. He owns a lot of machinery. He been doing lots of public work, bulldozing,
uh-huh.
grading, first one thing though. He's got a lot of machinery.
How'd you learn to handle those big machines?
No, it's just been a talent to me all my life.
You gotta have a feel for it, don't you?
Yeah, you have to want to do it. And I remember when I was a boy, when we were going to that old law school out there, I mean that old raggedy school out there, it was a